temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like Oklahoma is going to be the next Nebraska. I don't totally buy that. But I do think in the short term, with this schedule and a coach I'm not totally sold on, I think it could be pretty average this year for Oklahoma. And average for Oklahoma sends the panic meter up pretty darn quick.
And then you're going to also get the question, you know, the jokes will fire, you know, fire off themselves. Why did you extend Venables? No, who's coming for him? Yeah, like it kind of writes itself.
Totally. And it goes back to what we were saying. Like, this is not a one school problem when it comes to the negotiating table. It's an industry-wide problem. Who is coming in to Oklahoma kicking down the door to steal away Brent Venables? I mean, no one that Brent Venables would have left for was kicking down that door to steal him away. So, yeah, someone's got to lose in this conference. I know, it's a cliche, but like, I think that actually applies now. I mean, the whole idea that, like, you know, the SEC was just this juggernaut before. It was, but I think there was some room to make some hay in this conference, particularly if you were in the weaker division.
Yep.
in a given year. But now with everyone thrown together, with Oklahoma and Texas coming in, the conference is probably better than ever. There's going to be fewer layups, and, you know, the elimination of divisions, the way the schedule is structured, like, you know, someone's going to draw the schedule like Oklahoma has this year, where it's just like there's not really anywhere to hide. And you know, games that are going to be really important to Oklahoma are going to be those home games where they're playing a tough team, but they get them at home, such as Tennessee comes to town, Alabama comes to town. Like, those are some of your tougher games on your schedule. You get them at home, you lose those, and then you start adding up road games. I believe they're at LSU. They're at Ole Miss. Like, you start to add, they start to add up pretty quickly. And you know, 7-5, 6-6, it's you can get there pretty fast if you know, if they start losing some of those home ones. I think that is a huge game for each program in week 4. Tennessee comes to Norman. Like, Tennessee wins that game, I think they're thinking, hey, this could be a playoff Tennessee. Oklahoma wins that game, it's like, okay, the transition to the SEC is going to go fine. On the other side of that, Tennessee loses. I think that, I mean, it's not going to knock them out of the playoff mathematically, but I think that sort of kills the idea of Tennessee, the narrative of Tennessee to the playoff, with Georgia and Alabama still looming on the schedule. Oklahoma loses that game. I think that puts the Sooners, you know, down the path toward like a 7-5 season, and some panic starts to pick up. So that's a big one at the end of September. And then you add in the narrative of Josh Heupel returns, and you know, that dials it up to 10.
Well, it's kind of like, to your point, I know you and I have talked about when you look at Florida's schedule, you audibly gasp. And yeah, Maybe when you first glance at Oklahoma's schedule, you don't, because it's not like you're sitting there going, oh, they've got to play Alabama, Georgia, and Texas. But when you look at their schedule, the thing that I think makes it actually difficult is, number one, it feels like it's full of landmines. Like, at Auburn, after Tennessee at home, like, that to me is a huge landmine game. But it's almost like when you look at their schedule, they play like the top of the mid card in almost all of them. Like, yeah, maybe the schedule isn't quote unquote top heavy, but sometimes where you get kind of beat up in the SECs, you play a lot of those teams that are kind of the same as you, and that's where you don't win them all.
Right. You would rather draw Georgia and then draw a lot of bottom dwellers, cellar dwellers for the rest of your schedule and say, okay, probably lose to Georgia, but the rest of the schedule breaks pretty nicely. Like, I think Tennessee's in that camp, right?
I think Tennessee and Ole Miss, are kind of in the same category, yes.
Totally, yeah. They draw Georgia, and it's like, okay, maybe that one goes down as a loss. But you look at the rest of the schedule, breaks pretty nicely for both those programs. Oklahoma avoids Georgia, but they get Texas. They get Alabama. They get Tennessee. They get LSU on the road. They get Ole Miss. I mean, right there.
At Missouri, like, that's the other thing. Yeah. Like, they get kind of all that mid-card.
Yeah, and so, okay, maybe they win one or two of those, but at that point, you already have four or five losses if you're just winning one or two of those. And so you can get to 7-5 really quickly for Oklahoma. Just right there, we rattled off six games where Oklahoma might be the dog in probably four of those six games, I would guess. If the lines are out right now, I think four of the six, Oklahoma's the underdog. And you add one more in there, 7-5 is looking like the number to me for Oklahoma. And that's just not a program that I think is going to handle 7-5 well.
I can't decide. I know you've covered this team, so I can't decide if I'm kind of being a hater, because my eyes told me last year Missouri wasn't a fraud. Like, that was a good physical football team that had talent. But I'm kind of in this mode of, like, I need to see it again. And then when I go and look at the schedule, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, it gets set up. It's set up well for them, but I can't decide why. Like, I'm kind of in this mode. It's like, I need to see you validate this, but I think I'm leaning towards maybe I am being a hater.
Well, I think it's probably somewhere in between. I think they overachieved last year, not because they were a fraud. I think it was a good team that had the record of a really good team.
Yeah.
Because a couple of the coin flip games fell their way. I mean, you know, Harrison Meavis hits that 61-yard field goal to beat Kansas State. The Florida game, I mean, really, they probably should have lost to Florida at home.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that was another Napier special.
Yes. And so, like, those two games, if they go the other direction, like, still a nice season, still a 9-4 season for Missouri. But I think that was probably a 9-4 team masquerading at 11-2. So I don't think that's, like, you know, fraud level status. You're 9-4, especially for Missouri. That's a good year. That's a good team. And I think that's what they were. But it's 9-4 masquerading as 11-2. And so I think that's sort of where they're at this year. I think, again, they're like a 9-4 type program, but they could masquerade as a little better than that because the schedule sets up for them maybe to win 10 games again, maybe to get into the college football playoff. Like, they're one of those teams that, whether they're a playoff team or not, I think is because of the schedule. Like, Georgia, I don't care who you put on the schedule, we would be talking about them as a team to make the college football playoff. We're talking about Missouri in that way because of their record last season. They bring a lot of guys back. Yes, we think they're a good team. Yes, but also because of the schedule. If they draw Oklahoma's schedule or some of the other tougher schedules in the conference, we're not talking about them in that fashion. It's because they have one of the easiest, maybe the easiest schedule draw of any of those mid-card teams that we're talking about. They kind of fall in like the 4-8 range in the conference. They got one of the easiest schedule draws, so we're talking about them as a playoff team. But I do think, again, it's probably going to be a 9-4 type of team that might play up to a record a little bit better than that. But the other thing I'm not overlooking, and maybe it's just because he was a transfer from Truman State where I graduated from, but I love Cody Schrader. I mean, that guy.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, God, that guy was so much fun to watch play football.
Yeah, and he ran so hard, and he fit that system incredibly well. And they have a good offensive line, so I don't think the run game is going to disappear. But I do think it gets overlooked, probably because he was a Division II transfer, and everybody just wanted to believe, like, there was no reason for this guy to be that good. Yeah, he was in a good system that fit him, but I also think he was a really good college player. Yeah. May not do a thing in the NFL, but I think he was a great college player, and I don't think it's going to be as easy to replace his 1,700 yards or whatever he had, as some Missouri fans might want to believe, that you just plug and play a new transfer and all of a sudden you got another 1,700-yard rusher. Like, I think that guy's going to be missed.
We're wrapping up here with Blake Topmeyer, SEC columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. Of course, you can read his work in the Commercial Appeal over at commercialappeal.com. I want to finish with Tennessee. What is going to be kind of the pass-fail for the Vols this year?
I think it depends. Year four, I think expectations really ratchet up. I think the Nico show is really going to ratchet up expectations. I don't know that – I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't know that the fan base, though, would freak out if they don't make the playoff, depending on how it looks. Like, yeah. If Tennessee goes 9-3, falls on the wrong side of the break, is one of the best teams that doesn't get in the playoff from the SEC, but it's really entertaining, and Nico gets better as the season goes along, and that offense is humming throughout the month of November, and, let's say they drop a tight one to Oklahoma on the road that the fan base is really frustrated about early, and they lose to Alabama and Georgia. But so they finished 9-3, but it looks really good in November. And it's like, well, this was just redshirt freshman Nico. And next year he's going to come back and Vols are going to be better than ever. I think then it's fine. Anything worse than 9-3, I think was that 2022 season a fluke? Was that more Hendon Hooker than it was Josh Heupel? And I don't know that that's true. I'm just saying that if it's worse than 9-3, that's the narrative that's going to start to form. And then there's going to be talk about recruiting and how it's like, yeah, he's recruiting good, but not great. None of those narratives pop up if you go 10-2 or even an entertaining 9-3. It's like, oh yeah, Heupel's this great system guy. He's got another great quarterback who next year is going to have, a Hendon Hooker type season. The Vols are back. They're going to the playoff in 2025. All is well in Knoxville. So can't be worse than 9-3. And if it is 9-3 and not 10-2, I think it helps if it's 9-3 with a strong November and Nico's playing well, in the final month of the season.
Yeah, I just can't get out of my mind. I know it wasn't like hot seat territory, but you could tell last year it was getting kind of weird and Heupel kind of knew, I need to probably go throttle Iowa. And they did it. And so, like, that's kind of what actually gave me confidence. Like, okay, they're fine.
And the weird thing about throttling Iowa was, it's like, then you have to deal with the narrative of, why weren't you starting Nico earlier?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think he probably should have been. I understand why he didn't. And I'm not sure how many of the game results flip with Nico at quarterback versus Joe at quarterback. I don't think very many do. But I think Nico probably should have been starting earlier. Nobody's going to care about that if this season looks good. Nobody's going to be holding Heupel accountable for why wasn't Nico starting last November. It's going to be, oh, hey, the future is bright with Nico. But you're right. Like, if this is sort of a sluggish season, the honeymoon is going to be over if it isn't already. Like, I think Josh Heupel has enjoyed like the longest honeymoon of any Tennessee coach in our lifetime, probably. And it helps that he was following Jeremy Pruitt,
yeah,
and coming in on the heels of an NCAA investigation. So he got as long of a grace period as you could hope for, and that year two season really bought him some goodwill. But yeah, I think Tennessee fans expect Nico to be a Heisman-level quarterback, and I don't know that that is an unrealistic expectation. Like, everything I see and hear about this guy is he's supposed to be the real deal, and I think he will be. But if he's not, then the questions start to come not only about Nico, but about the guy who recruited and is coaching Nico. So, yeah, I think the next 2 years are huge for Josh Heupel. He has to do something with Nico. He has to do something pretty good, which I think means making the playoff at least once in the next 2 years while he's got Nico, or he's going to be facing some questions for sure.
Blake, really appreciate your time, my man.
Yep, sounds good. Good talking to you.
That is Blake Topmeyer, SEC columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. When we come back, let's get into the list. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN. Let's get into the list.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Nick Saban.
You just made the list!
Yeah, we referenced this at the top of the show. There's a fantastic exploration, post-mortem of the butterfly effect of Nick Saban's decision to retire and just the impact that it had on coaches in general. But I wanted to start first with an anecdote, John, and let's size this up.
Okay.
The byline is Max Olson, Bruce Feldman, and Sam Kahn. I want to be very clear. I'm not poking fun at the writers. This thing is extremely well written. It's a great story. I'm going to have a little bit of fun with Alabama, though, letting you know.
Sounds good. I'm gonna have a little fun with the fact that they've got three bylines on it, but it is a well-researched piece, but it's not exactly the Watergate investigation.
At approximately 3:53 p.m. Central Time on January 10th, Nick Saban sized up what had been another busy day inside the Alabama football office. He and his staff had spent much of their day interviewing three prospective assistants, two wide receivers coaches, and a special teams coach. The third of the interviews with Washington receivers coach Jamarcus Shepard had just concluded. Quote, "I think the guy from Washington probably is our best hire," Saban told the Alabama coaches. "Let's keep doing our due diligence, then we'll talk about it in the morning." At 4 p.m., Saban and the group would reconvene for a team meeting. Within 10 minutes, he would inform everyone in the room, some 150 players and staffers, he was retiring, ending a coaching career that included 7 national titles, 11 SEC championships, and saw 27 assistants go on to become FBS head coaches and get 10 more and have 10 more get NFL head coaching gigs. Okay, so then it continues. Saban had written two speeches, one to retire and one to keep going. "I kept vacillating back and forth." I can safely say I've never heard that used as a verb. That's a first for me. At 3:55, he was sitting in his chair looking at the clock. Quote, you have 5 minutes to decide which speech you're going to give. The speech he gave rocked the football world, particularly the lives of the 423 coaches and staffers whose jobs would be impacted by the coaching dominoes that would begin to fall from the retirement. Five more major college programs needed new head coaches as a result of Alabama's hire. The impact ultimately spread to 38 Power 5 schools, 5 Group of 5 schools, 34 lower-level programs, and more than a dozen high schools and 10 NFL organizations. So that all that I'm cool with. What I really have a tough time with is I think the tell your story in all this is that Nick Saban really just decided right before the team meeting, I'm going to give the retirement speech. We've got to keep pushing that, you know, this was just, he didn't even really decide. It was just a spur of the moment thing. Like, it just doesn't really make sense.
Well, here's a theory. I mean, and if that's coming from the fan base, I mean, maybe they're telling themselves that and trying to convince themselves that that's the case because,
I guess, does it soften the blow for the fan base?
Maybe it softens the blow. Maybe it allows them to, paint themselves almost as a victim in this situation because, our coach decided to leave us all of a sudden. He left us high and dry. He did great, but he left us, high and dry, left us hanging here, and now we've got Kalen DeBoer, and maybe it's a thing where, maybe Kalen DeBoer, I don't know, is Kalen DeBoer a popular choice in Alabama? Because maybe they're telling themselves, and sticking to this Saban story so tenaciously because Kalen DeBoer is not a popular choice, maybe. I don't know. I'm not plugged in with Alabama, so I'd be curious.
I think he's won them over. I do also think he might have an impossible job. Like, I actually really think Kalen DeBoer's good hire. Like, I know that Dan Lanning was the hot name. I would rather have hired the guy that doesn't have all this bravado and just he kicks his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, with what I would deem to be inferior talent. Now, they've kind of warmed up on him, but that's how it always goes. You know what I mean? Kentucky's talked themselves into name is case. Mark Pope.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you always just, you talk yourself into it. The question's going to be, what does he do? And I don't know. To me, like, the real question's going to be is, what is the standard going to be? What is he going to be held to? Because clearly, if he's going to be held to the Nick Saban standard, I mean, good luck.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, it's an unwinnable job. But if the standard's going to be make the playoff here in the next 2 years, that seems very much doable. I kind of think they're in a good spot this year with everyone kind of overlooking them. The only hesitation I have is their schedule's kind of brutal. But if I'm Alabama, I kind of like being kind of forgotten about right now because I think you can really work with that. It's just, I don't know, it's bizarre to me. But the Athletic includes a graphic of all of the, the flow chart of Nick Saban stepping down. So you have Nick Saban retiring, and that means that Kalen DeBoer is replacing him. That also led to Kane Womack, because Kane was the defensive coordinator at Indiana while Kalen was the offensive coordinator at Indiana. And the story also includes the anecdote that Kane Womack was grilling and planning out his next season with one of his assistants, and DeBoer called him about, hey, I've got this offer in front of me. It also kind of goes back to, there was another story, I think ESPN maybe did it earlier, about all the coaches. Like, I just think that, I think Saban zeroed in on DeBoer, and like that process happened a lot earlier. But now Kane Womack makes the decision because he thinks, despite the fact that they had back-to-back winning seasons at South Alabama, which is a tough ask, and won a bowl game, he kind of read the writing on the wall. He's like, it's going to be really hard in this era to keep winning at this level. It's not going to be that hard to keep having good defenses at Alabama.
Well, that's true, and it's it's interesting too, Jeffrey. The chart and the numbers you referenced there at the start, that is just coaching things that were impacted, right?
Yes.
So you have also, I would imagine, an impact on, players that maybe even goes beyond that. So maybe somebody was coming to Alabama, you know, to play for Nick Saban, and now they're not, and they go somewhere else. I mean, you know, that the player aspect of it would just add a whole another layer of numbers and confusion and consternation, I would imagine.
One of the things that I'm going to be interested to watch moving forward, there's a working theory. I would say it's somewhat informed, but I don't know if it's been tested. There's the theory that players would take a Saban discount. You go and you play for Saban, and yes, maybe you could have, if you would have gone out on the open market, you could have gotten a little bit more money elsewhere, but you're going to be better off going to Saban.
Alabama's going to get you that NFL money, and that's better than any NIL money.
And I think if we see Alabama recruiting dip, I think that you can safely assume that might have been the case, fairly or not. They're still recruiting pretty well, though. I mean, that's going to be... I mean, the reality is, like, we can nitpick scheme and everything we want. Like, Kalen DeBoer's future is going to be determined by whether or not he still recruits at an elite level. Because he's proven he's a good enough coach. Like, if he gets... But to win at that level, that's going to be the Alabama standard. You're going to have to recruit really well. Again, I highly recommend you go and read the piece. There's definitely some tell your story elements in it, but it's very well written. It's a good read, and it's just amazing the level of impact. It even impacted, like, high school guys. It was unreal.
Oh, there's no doubt, and it's extremely precise, too. I mean, that's the thing I think I admire most about that reporting is the preciseness of it and the way they were able to zero in specifically on these specific numbers and just really paint the picture of, you know, how many is you know, how many people actually were affected. It's incredible.
Paul Skeens.
You just made the list.
Yeah, it's from ESPN. Rookie sensation Paul Skeens of the Pittsburgh Pirates will start for the National League at Tuesday's All-Star Game in Arlington, Texas. The right-hander, 22 years old, was the number one pick of the 23 draft and has started only 11 games in the major leagues. National League All-Star manager Torey Lovullo of the Arizona Diamondbacks informed Skeens of the public and the public of his decision Friday morning by calling into Skeens' interview on the Dan Patrick Show. Paul, first off, how are you doing? I just want to congratulate you. I've chosen you to be the starter for the National League All-Star Game in 2024, or I've chosen you to be the starter in the National League in the 2024 All-Star Game. I'm really, really excited for you. Unbelievable honor. So well-deserved. Super excited to make this announcement. Okay, number one, pretty good way to announce it. I think that's a pretty cool way. The other thing I was thinking about is I feel like the interest of who the All-Star Game starter really outweighs the importance of the All-Star Game starter. Because, like, I'm thinking about this. I do understand, like, there was a time, like, I know when everyone was fixated on the All-Star Game. And I think it's fair to say this. Of all the All-Star Games, the MLB is the most watchable because it's the one that most mirrors a real game.
Yeah, an actual game.
But, like, I remember when Nomo got the start, like, what a big deal that was. I don't know if I could tell you any of the, I might have to go back to Hideki Nomo starting the All-Star Game to be the last time I could tell you that guy started the All-Star Game.
Well, and in years past too, Jeffrey, you know, you would have seen the All-Star starter, you know, a couple innings, maybe even three innings. Now, you know, you're going to see Paul Skeens for probably one inning. And
Dan Patrick asked, is Paul on a pitch count?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, probably going to be 12 or 15 pitches, and then he's going to give way to somebody else. So check out Paul Skeens, Jeffrey, in the last year plus, so maybe the last year and 20 days. He's been the college MVP World Series. He won the College World Series with LSU, been drafted first overall by the Pirates. He leads the league in ERA. He's pitched taken two no-hitters into the sixth or seventh inning as a rookie. Now he's the starting pitcher in the All-Star Game, and he gets to hang out with Livy Dunn, I guess, whenever he wants to. So that is a pretty
well. She had the ESPYs last night.
Pretty darn good stretch of success there for Paul Skeens. So congrats to him. Excited to see him in the All-Star Game. Baseball. You know, I think baseball is better when there's a dominating pitcher out there that can kind of attract the public interest. You know, a Paul Skeens, a generation ago, a Fernando Valenzuela, or maybe even a Mark Fidrich. You know, guys like that that kind of capture the interest. I mean, I think baseball is better when you have a guy like that. So good for him. Be fun to see him in the All-Star Game, but we're not going to see him long. I can assure you of that.
No, He is the one, though, that truly confuses me. We always hear the stories about guy that was overlooked. It's a tale as old as time. Most of the guys that get overlooked, you can understand why they got overlooked. It may have been wrong, and we can all agree. Like, Steph Curry getting overlooked by Virginia Tech was a mistake. Now, Seth Greenberg will always point out, North Carolina didn't offer him either. Duke didn't offer him either. Like, yes, it's a mistake, but the problem is, Seth, his dad's name is in the rafters. Like, take a flyer. Skeens being overlooked because he didn't start at LSU. He went to the Air Force Academy. And with all due respect to all the men and women that go to our service academies, that's not where number one picks generally originate. Yeah. Like, even with David Robinson, like, you have the explanation. He went to the school at Navy at 6'4".
Right.
Leaves at 6'11", or whatever, 7 feet.
Shot up like a weed and couldn't fit on the submarines anymore, Jeffrey.
The only explanation that I've been able to attain that I guess I can wrap my head around is he was just a victim of COVID. And he's playing in Southern California. Their summer stuff gets canceled. High school ball gets canceled. And so he's just left. But it's like, oh yeah, the 6'4 guy that throws 95. I just, like, that one getting overlooked is just, it blows my mind.
Yeah, it's weird, but, you know, there's always going to be these guys that fall through the cracks, Jeffrey. You know, his profile would indicate that probably he shouldn't have been one of those, but, you know, it happened, and, man, he is a fun pitcher to watch. I really wish we could have maybe seen him take a shot at finishing the job yesterday and finish off the no-hitter, but, I mean, you know, that's not where we are in baseball anymore. I think he'll get it one day. I think he will get a no-hitter probably one day. His stuff is just so electric. And, you know, if they just give him a chance to, you know, maybe extend himself just a tad, you know, we've got a chance to see something really special, I think, one day for Paul Skeens. But for now, we'll enjoy what we have. And, you know, we'll see him on Tuesday against the best that the American League has to offer.
I go back and forth on the what to do in that no-hitter situation. He was at 99 pitches through 7 innings. On the one hand, I also, like, what's the value of no-hitters? Like, to me, perfect game is unreal. And a no-hitter, it's obviously exceptional, but when you go through the list of people that throw no-hitters, it's like, there's clearly some luck involved. Now, with Skeens, it didn't feel lucky. It was just like, they can't hit him. He was like, I mean, I think he had 9 Ks through 4 innings. Like, it's just, he's untouchable.
Well, I mean, the manager, Derek Shelton, said, I looked in his eyes and I could see that he didn't have it. Well, he retired his last 16 batters in a row and he struck out 8 of them. I get that he's on, you know, 99 pitches.
Yeah, no, that's the CYA.
Yeah,
we had the plan in place. He wasn't going to throw more than 100.
And here's another thing, Jeffrey. You know, you're in a 1-0 game. Wouldn't it behoove you as a manager to leave your ace out there in a 1-0 game as opposed to bringing a lesser pitcher?
That's the covering for I was told to do this.
I've been worked up about that all day long, I swear.
So here's where I go back and forth. We've never seen anything like what we're seeing in baseball now, which is guys just coming out and throwing as hard as they can right out of the chute. And it's where I do acknowledge there's a difference between starters today and starters 20 years ago. It's mainly the max effort. It's one of those ones that it's like, I don't know. Can we maybe have like an exception? Like, you can break the rule if he's got a no-no going.
Yeah, I mean, especially in the 7th inning.
I would feel worse. Like, I would be more comfortable with the decision if he was at like 135 pitches.
Right.
But he was at 99.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually the analytics side of it where people will tell you that, you know, Paul Skeens actually striking out so many batters is a bad thing because it elevates his pitch count. I mean, you know, I don't get a lot of that, but you know, like I said, it's fun to watch him pitch, and it would have been cool to see him, you know, really take a run at something special last night.
It's obviously a little bit different because Shohei also hit, but this is the first guy I can remember that when I find out he's pitching, I go to see if I can watch it
Well, and I think too, Jeffrey, he's starting to attract the casual fan too, not just the baseball fan. And, you know, that's where I mentioned, you know, the Fernando Valenzuelas and the guys of the past that would bring in the casual fan. I think Paul Skeens is starting to get into, you know, attracting those eyes as well. You know, not just the hardcore, you know, baseball guys who are going to tune in every day regardless.
The ESPY Awards.
You just made the list.
All right, John, allegedly this happened last night.
What? Where was I?
I don't feel like, I will say this, maybe it was just, maybe it's selective timeline, whatnot. Normally, I feel like I'm only aware of the ESPYs happening because social media informs me. I felt like last night that I was really kind of proud of us. I think we all collectively decided, like, we're not going to do this.
Yeah.
And it kind of warmed the heart because let's go through some of the awards. And to be clear, all award shows are made up to a certain degree. This is the most made up of all award shows. And I always feel like 95% of the award winners are who's going to show up and accept. Although we had Mahomes last night. He did not show up, and Andy Reid accepted on his behalf.
I tell you, Jeffrey, as somebody who used to pick awards, I mean, who would show up, you know, sometimes might play
into consideration. No, I mean, I'm not faulting them, but you tell me which one does this pass the smell test. I think first and foremost, let's start off with an easy one. Best male athlete, Patrick Mahomes. He wins over Shohei, Scottie Scheffler, Connor McDavid. It passes the smell test. Is he the best athlete? I don't know, but like,
he had a great season. It's worthy.
He's the best football player alive. So if you, that passes the smell test.
That's fair.
Fine with that.
Yep.
Best women's athlete, AJ Wilson over Caitlin Clark, Coco Gauff, Nelly Korda. Passes the smell test enough, right?
You can argue with it, and certainly some people have, because Caitlin Clark, you know, had the record-breaking season at Iowa, you know, broke the all-time scoring record, but
I'm not super thrilled with the idea of giving it to a college person. If it's the best athlete,
yeah,
like, I find it hard to believe that the best athlete's in college.
That could be your argument. There's nothing wrong with picking Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to give it quarter of golf, it's like, fine, but like, Wilson makes all the sense in the world. Okay, best breakthrough athlete, Juju Watkins from USC over Haley Bryant, CJ Stroud, and Victor Wembanyama. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, with all due respect to Juju, like, the best breakthrough athlete, like the person that pierced the zeitgeist the most, I don't think that applies.
No, it's Wimby, right?
I think that one feels very PR-y.
Yeah, he's in France. He's doing his Olympic preparations, right?
So we go. Best comeback athlete, Simone Biles over Paige Buechers, Joe Flacco, Zion Williamson. Passes the smell test.
I got to apologize. What did Simone Biles come back from? I'm not questioning.
She retired.
Okay.
She stepped away.
Okay.
Best college athlete, Jaden Daniels over the young man from Clemson Soccer that I have 0% chance of pronouncing his name, Pat Kavanaugh and Zach Edey. The nominees to me are just, like, I'm not saying Jaden Daniels, whatever, not best college athlete, but the nominees don't even pass the smell test.
No, I mean, that seems like a Caitlin Clark award there, right?
This one was the one that truly offended me the most, and then we'll take a break here.
Yeah.
The best play. Lamar Jackson catching his own pass for a first down. Admittedly, was an electric moment, but at one point, like, that was their only first down. Jada Coleman walk-off home run sends Oklahoma to the fourth straight softball championship. Not saying it was a big moment, but if I say Jada Coleman, does anyone know what I'm talking about?
I did. Okay. I frankly didn't.
Anthony Edwards with the dunk of the year. I'm not sure which one it was. This one, though, Alabama scoring on 4th-and-31 to beat Auburn. How is that not the play of the year? Like, in the end, if the Lamar play leads to something else, they still lost.
Yeah.
Like, Alabama's was a game-winning, unbelievable play.
Yeah, it was. And not only that, it was, you know, just huge, you know, in the context of their season, you know, to get that play at that time. It was huge in the context of their entire season, not just in that one game. It was a season-making play, I guess.
It's one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was truly remarkable. All right, when we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get closer to the action with 92.9 FM ESPN on the free Odyssey app with ESPN Unsportsmanlike Mornings. Jeff, Jay and Jay, Jeffrey and Gabe delivering stories and digging deep on the Memphis Tigers and Grizzlies.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouthwatering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out this fresh deal. 16-ounce packages of Kroger brand 80% lean ground beef for only $3.99 each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
To understand what makes Genesis Diamonds so different than other jewelry stores, you have to go back over 40 years to the diamond cutting capital of Tel Aviv, Israel. That's where Genesis owner Boaz Ramon grew up, in the center of the diamond universe. His connections with the best diamond cutters allowed him special access, giving rise to a thriving wholesale business here in the United States. Then, after a few years, this wholesaler changed the game and started selling these precious diamonds direct to the public at the same prices he had sold to the jewelry stores. The no middleman concept became an instant success. Today, Genesis Diamonds provides that extraordinary value to people right here in Middle Tennessee, leading the industry with the highest quality diamonds that still come straight from the best cutters, offered at the guaranteed best price of any jewelry store in America. Genesis Diamonds, a truly revolutionary concept with a unique history rooted in quality, committed to excellence, and always focused on value. Genesis Diamonds and luxury pre-owned Rolexes at Poplar and Perkins Extended.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville. One of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team. 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hey, Danny, what are the two things that women want?
A husband and Howie.
How about diamonds and a free vacation from Robert Irwin Jewelers?
That's where you come in, Howie.
Exactly. And during the summer of 1,000 engagements, spend $2,495 or more, and you're going to get a free vacation for two. See a store for complete details, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Save up to 40% during our summer of 1,000 engagements sale. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com.
You're going to be busy this summer.
Oh, man.
NASCAR fans, enter to win a VIP trip for two to NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway and a chance at $1 million in the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing. Visit TNLottery.com for details.
Summer Hoops coverage in Memphis is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Catch all the Tiger touchdowns, Grizzlies dunks, and more hoops. We're the engine behind Elon Musk's next big idea. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports supercomputer.
And the question is, 1 year from today, who is more likely to be coaching a Memphis basketball team? Just Taylor Jenkins, no Penny Hardaway. Just Penny Hardaway, no Taylor Jenkins. Both of them still coaching the Memphis basketball teams, or neither of them still coaching the Memphis basketball team? Think about it if you were Las Vegas.
Okay?
If you were Las Vegas, how would you think about these odds? I think, let's be honest, I think the lowest one is neither.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN. Or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Redefining the sports broadcasting frontier, just like Elon Musk does in tech.
Introducing Lumi for Men, and we named him Mando. I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman's brother, the inventor of Mando Whole Body Deodorant for pits, packages, and feet. Because we all know our pits aren't the only places we get odor. Mando Whole Body Deodorant is different from anything you've tried before. It stops odor before it starts, powered by our acidified technology. Mando controls odor anywhere you have it. Her patented Whole Body Deodorant formula has over 200,000 five-star reviews, and because Mando has a 60-day stink-free guarantee, you can try Mando risk-free. Give Mando Whole Body Deodorant a try today and smell like the stink-free man you were intended to be.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code 555 and get an extra $5 off a Mando starter pack that comes with a solid stick, cream tube, two free products of your choice, and ships free with code 555. Go to shopmando.com, code 555, for an extra $5 off a Mando starter pack. That's shopmando.com, code 555.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15, powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
As school messes return, rest easy. Clorox has got your back to school.
Oh, no.
I'm back. That messy science experiment. And I brought baking soda, cornstarch.
And you're due tomorrow, right? Well, at least I stocked up on Clorox disinfecting wipes. Because you're not messing up my kitchen counters like last time.
Ooh, smart. Got any food coloring?
And off to the store we go.
Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes that clean three times better than wet paper towels on kitchen grease and soap scum. Use as directed.
All right, John Fernandez, tell your story. We got a Colorado State head coach, Jay Norvell, at Mountain West Media Days. When asked about whether or not his quarterback, Braden Fowler Nicolosi, was tampered with in the portal, Braden had the same kind of offers. If you have enough evidence, you can prove it. But a smoking gun's a smoking gun. He said a guy from Kansas State called him, offered him $600,000 because they lost their quarterback if he got in the portal. And I'm not accusing Kansas State of anything. I'm just telling you what the kid told me. If they don't want their name thrown in it, then I think they should probably get a handle on their people. But there's a lot of that going on in college football. That's just the way things are right now. I'm not accusing him of anything. No,
that's what the kid told me. He wouldn't exaggerate.
That's right. I'm not saying it.
$300,000
for repeating it.
$300,000 for each last name, too, Jeffrey.
Hey, there it is.
I love those double barrel quarterbacks.
My thanks to John for hanging out with us all week, and my thanks to Blake Topmeyer for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for John, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
You know that feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. When you sign up for a Zen Sports account, you'll receive up to a $100 no-danger first wager. That's right, when you place your first bet in Zen Sports, if the bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to $100. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports, betting just...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.